It's Not Just You with Stacy and Lynn, a safe place to talk about issues and life, especially the things most people don't want to discuss. Now, here are your hosts, Stacy DeFord and Lynn Montemer on Empower Radio.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm Stacy DeFord.
And I'm Lynn Montemer.
And of course, we want to thank our sponsor, Schoolcraft College. Now, with things being as up in the air as they are right now, like I know all the kids are choosing their colleges for next year, but maybe some of those plans are changing. Maybe you're not sure what you want to do. Schoolcraft College was top five of the two-year best college rankings. It was number six in America's top 10 community colleges. Yes, and it's nice. Right in our backyard in the Detroit area. So if you're looking for a place to go figure out what you want to do or a place to stick close to home while we're all trying to figure out what's happening in the world, Schoolcraft College is a great option. Registration is open now, and they have, I've said this and I will continue to say it, if there is something you're interested in, they've got a class for that. And I'm not talking about just your basic regular two-year degrees. You could learn how to do drone technology. They have ID program, IT program, not ID programs. ID programs. Learn to identify your friends. They've got IT programs with skill certificates, associate degrees in the latest technology. I mean, if there's something you want to try and you're thinking, I don't know what I want to do while all this is going on in the world and we're not sure what's going to happen, this is a great option. Just go online and check them out, schoolcraft.edu.
Very cool.
And you'll probably make your parents happy if you stick closer to home next year. And that is our topic for today, happiness part two.
Yes. So I think I had a big revelation about myself this week.
Oh, let's hear it.
So, all right. So I've always felt like guilty to say, I've always been a person that says, I don't need a lot of recognition. I don't need a lot of praise, but like, I do need to feel appreciated. Or even like when you let someone in traffic or you hold the door open and they don't say thank you, for some reason that's always bothered me. So it's more like these little things instead of the big things. So as I was thinking about this over the weekend, I'm like, you know what? Okay, here's the deal. I was struggling, as I've read and heard and seen that a lot of people are during this, stay in place that we're all in right now, that people aren't feeling like super appreciated, or they're feeling like they're being taken for granted. And I don't want, if my family hears this, this is my issue, not their issue. Okay. This is what my revelation was. So, you know what? I enjoy doing things for other people. I enjoy like baking stuff that they might like to eat, or making food, or helping them clean their room, or just getting things done and making people feel settled and happy. And you know what? If I don't, I have to learn to come to grips with, and that's what I'm doing. And it was you and I talked yesterday, and after I got the phone, I thought a lot about this. And I thought, you know, it's not the problem that they're not saying thank you enough for making me feel appreciated. It's my own thing. If it makes me happy to do it, I should just do it and really expect nothing. If no one ever, and again, it's not about my family. This is in life too. If I hold the door open for someone, they don't say thank you. You know, I wanted to do it anyways.
Yeah,
so it makes me happy to do things for other people.
I think people are going to, I think our families are going to assume we're only talking about them right now because they're the only people we've seen for the last month.
Yeah, but that's why I'm saying, don't take this the wrong way. I realize over the years.
So I mean, disclaimers out of the way.
Thank you very much. I've said it, three disclaimers now. This is not just about the family. This is about strangers who I do things for that don't like just say thank you. It's like, what? Really? You can't even say thank you? But then like, why do I care? I'm never going to see that person again. I just did it because I wanted to do it. It made me feel good.
Which I think it's so ironic that you say that, because I finally last week got around to finishing that webinar on the science of happiness that I started watching. And and I did practice, like I've read about and I've tried mindfulness breathing before, but I had to go to work last week and do a bunch of things timed to a very specific, you know, like exactly 30 seconds, exactly 2 minutes. And it was very stressful. I was worried I wasn't doing a good job. And so I did the mindfulness breathing. I had to like make myself stop and like talk to myself out loud, like, okay, you can do this. Just breathe, feel your toes. That helped. But the other thing they brought up in this webinar is one thing that has been proven scientifically to contribute to happiness is gratitude. And they suggested that you say thank you 3 times a day. You get yourself in the practice of saying thank you 3 times a day, but not just, hey, thank you, or thanks, or, you know, thanks, Remy, for getting the show off to a great start. You are to be very specific. You are to acknowledge the effort, and you are to say how it benefited you.
I love like, this.
So thank you, Remy, for getting the show off to such a great start. Like, we know you're the one in there in the studio, driving to the studio while we get to sit at home and, you know, bake muffins and cakes. And it really makes our job easier knowing that we get to continue on with our podcast because of all the hard work that you are putting in.
You're so very welcome. You are so very welcome. It's actually my pleasure to do it. And I know exactly what you're talking about, Lynn, when you hold the door for somebody and they don't say thank you, or you do something nice for somebody and they just kind of brush past it and don't even acknowledge it. It's not our job to get upset by stuff like that, but everybody loves a pat on the back. Everybody loves the good feeling that you get when somebody truly appreciates your little gesture. So I think that's what disappoints us when people don't do that. And it's seen as like, you know, mostly common courtesies and things. But when the whole point at the beginning is to do something nice from somebody, if then you let it turn into a negative by them not acknowledging it, the point has been lost, I think. So it's best to just, you know, find a way to get past it and let it go and realize that, you know, people might be in their own little world. They might be in their own little, somebody came up and tried to chat with me yesterday while I was in my car, you know, and it was like, dude, social distancing, you know, I just kind of gave him a look and it was like, you know, it's somebody that I know, but I'm not even an acquaintance with, and just, you know, came up and leaned on my car like he wanted to chat. And I just kind of ignored him until he walked away real quick. It's like, this is not the time during a global pandemic to be, you know, just kind of shooting the breeze here, fella.
I think it's so interesting that not only like being acknowledged for our efforts makes us feel happy, but that acknowledging other people's efforts contributes to your own happiness.
Absolutely.
And
I mean, this is a habit I can get my arms around. I like that. I mean, I try to think, I hope I do say thank you a lot, but to be like conscious of it, to try to make sure I'm saying it 3 times a day and with meaning. I mean, I like that a lot, because when my kids do something, I really go out of my way to say, like, especially if they do something I didn't ask them to do, like they just change the garbage. I go, thank you for doing that. Almost so much so that my son kind of laughed the other day, because I was like, I really appreciate that you did that, though. And he was like, okay, like, I go overboard. But it's just like, well, because no, like, I just want you to know, I really appreciate when someone does something to make my life a little bit easier or takes a task away from me. Like, I really appreciate that. So to do that, and make sure I'm doing that 3 times a day. I like that. I'm going to really get behind that.
I'm finding that was actually more difficult than the mindfulness breathing, just because we're not seeing as many people. And so like last week I was at work, and the producer that I was working with had, of course, 6 different jobs that he was doing. So I would see him very briefly. You know, he would just like come by, give me some information, and then tell me he was going to be busy. And so I was trying to like thank him and do it specifically and mindfully. But then I realized I'm actually taking up time he doesn't have right now.
Right.
So the best thing I can do is just do my best at my job to make his job easier. So I think it's also like taking a look at the situation you're in and recognizing what is the most important, like what is going to make this person feel appreciated. And because once I figured that out, that the best thing I could do was just do my the best at my the best job that I could do that day, it it made everything go so much smoother. Like,
well, that's good.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it was really weird. It was really weird how much smoother everything went, because I'd been trying to find ways to thank him and, you know, do it the right way and say all the stuff. And then once I figured out, no, I just need to do my best, my job, the best I can, and get out of his way so he can finish doing his job and get home to his family. That it made my job go so much easier.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. And then I did get to see him at the end of the day and say, thank you so much. I appreciated all your help. But it was, yeah, it was a really interesting mind shift that happened in the middle of my work day.
Oh, yeah. I think that's what I feel like a whole cloud, like a weight has lifted off me with that mind shift of, you know what, I'm going to keep continuing to do what I like to do, you know, to try to make other people's lives a little better or happier with like I said, making something or baking something or making their bed or doing whatever. And that knowing that that just makes me feel better. Like Remy said, I don't want that to be followed up by now I'm disappointed because the person I opened the door for didn't say thank you. So now it's ruined everything for me. Like I just gotta get that out of me. You know, I just got to do it to make myself feel better. And then the other things that I realized that made me feel good is, you know, also during this stay in place, you know, there's a lot of things that we, I think, took for granted or that we did before that we're realizing now that we can actually live without. And I'm talking about really superficial things like getting your nails done or, you know, your hair colored or cut or whatever. And so I was like thrilled and I'm so happy. And I can't even believe how much I keep like looking at myself going, good job, girl. I ordered like a kit that costs like less than $50 off Amazon on how to do your own shellac manicures. And
really,
I've already done mine and my daughter's. So like, if you look at like, you know, getting a shellac manicure, it's like usually $35, depending on where you go, with or without each. So let's just say $35. And I did mine and my daughter's. I'm winning in this game of nails already. And I didn't have to like be somewhere for an hour and a half. It literally took me, and it was my first time, and it took me probably less than 30 minutes to get it done. And I am very impressed with how they look and how they've lasted. Very impressed. Now, I've only done it once. So, I mean, for me, I love what also makes me happy is like a sense of accomplishment, doing something different and saving money. So I'm the kind of girl that like when I stopped buying Starbucks every day, I was like, oh, my gosh, if you add that up, it's like $5 a day times 5 days a week times, you know, 4 weeks a month. You know, I did the math. I was like, holy moly, I'm saving a lot of money. I'm not going to Starbucks every day, right? Well, now I'm like, I've been every all weekend long, I've been adding up. Think of how much money, because I really think I'm going to continue doing this afterwards. I'll only go get a nail. The one thing I can't like totally master yet is doing my own cuticles really good.
Yeah.
But I'll work on it. But I mean, doing my own nails and doing it like when on my time, like being able to watch TV at 8 o'clock at night at the kitchen table and do my nails, and it was done in less than 30 minutes. And now basically, you know, it's, like I said, the whole kit came with 6 different nail polishes. It came with everything you need. It was under $50. I mean,
that's awesome.
I can have this forever. So I found that, like, I like doing that. Dyeing my hair. I'm like, you know, I have done some dyeing in my hair before, but right now I'm like, I'm just going to see how long it takes, because normally when I see a little bit of gray, I'm like, oh, time to get my coloring done, right? But I have, like, the stuff that you can just cover up the roots. Well, already I looked today, it's been a little over 6 weeks, which is like, you know, that's the max for me, but I can still use the spray on. You can't even still see any gray if I just use like 2 squirts of the spray on stuff. I mean, I might be able to go like 2.5 months like this and then color my own hair. And then I was doing the math on how much I'll add up there. And that makes me happy. I'm like, I'm doing my own thing and I'm saving time and money, because you know, when you go to the salon, you got to drive there. It takes so much longer because they're doing so many things. When I've colored my hair before at home, it literally takes less than 30 minutes, you know? I mean, these are all like wins for me that are making me feel very good and learning, how I can like, you know, save money and do things myself and not just spend money because I don't want to take, you know, 5 minutes to learn how to do it.
Yeah, I like that. I do think that when we can go patronize these businesses, we should, because these small business owners are going to need our business. However, I also agree that finding out that you don't need them, like it's not like like finding out that you're like you can get along without things is a good thing to know because
there's other businesses now I'm probably going to use more because I'm finding like new hobbies and stuff. And plus the good news is the place I get the nails done, I also get dermabrasions and spray tanning done there.
Yeah.
So it's not like I'm going to be a stranger to them.
Yeah. No, I'm just, I like that because I do feel like we do get too reliant. Like, oh my gosh, I have to get my hair done and I have to have it done by, you know, this place. And because otherwise it won't look good. And we, and I think it is good to realize, no, we can take care of ourselves.
Yeah. That's like, the thing. Everyone was freaking out at the beginning about what am I going to do? And I was just like thinking, well, there are workarounds. I was worried about my nail, like, oh, my nails are probably just going to go to, because I've had my nails done for like as long as I can remember, you know, just because I like, even when I was like a kid, I couldn't stand when people had like chipped nail polish and stuff. It always bothered me. So, but now I'm like, I can do it if I, you know, cause like you said, sometimes I don't always have the time to get, well, I'm never going to say that again either, that I don't have time for something. Never again. Am I going to say that because I never, you know, they say, you know, watch what you wish for. And I was saying to you yesterday, but I was talking to other people. It's like all those times that we said, gosh, I wish I just had a weekend with nothing to do, or I just wish I had a day to do nothing. And now it's like, okay, well, we've seen what so far 5 weeks of that looks like. I'm good for now.
And it is real good. Pretty. Another thing I've discovered is, and like I sat and watched, have you seen John Krasinski's videos, Some Good News?
It was funny. I was just reading an article on it, but I haven't actually watched the video.
You need to watch them because the glee and the enjoyment, and he incorporates real people and like, I'm very much anti-sappy. Like, I don't like sappy things. I don't like saccharine things. You know, I like a feel-good story as much as the next person, but I generally avoid those types of things. And I started to read a story in the newspaper the other day about how the high schools are honoring seniors because they can't have a graduation. And I was like, oh, this looks sappy. And I'm like, no, read this because these kids aren't getting graduation. Let's hear what somebody else is doing and maybe find a way to do something. And then I was online with some of my college friends, a couple of which are on the alumni board. And I brought this up and I said, we can't do something like this for our college, but maybe we get maybe we put out an alumni letter writing campaign for all these kids who aren't getting a graduation commencement. But imagine you get letters from like 10 alumnus, you know, saying congratulations.
Nice.
Yeah. And so I read the article and it made me think of something else. And I'm like, that's why you do that. Not because, you know, it's good to see what people are doing. And I had kind of shut myself off from that, but it made me really happy. And then it made me happy that it made me think of something else. And I realized to participate in the happiness. I need to participate in the happiness, I guess.
Yeah.
That other people are creating.
Yeah. Because there's a lot of that being created. So many amazing things.
There are. And some people are doing it so well. And
yes. Like, and, I mean, I saw this, like, one family made 5,000 sandwiches for, like, the homeless or whatever. I'm like, how the heck do they do? I mean, how? How do you make 5,000? That seems like
that
crazy, but they did. Yeah.
And all the people making masks and even like the silly things. I saw a video this morning, some neighborhood, which, you know, like it was in a subdivision like place. Mm-hmm. And one of the neighbors decided to throw a flash mob. And so every family learned their own dance and came out at the end of the driveway and performed their dance. And it was just everybody was having such a great time. I was like, this is so amazing. Like,
I'm sure you've seen that family that redid the Journey song.
Oh, yes.
I mean, even like they asked the daughter, you know, was she, and she's like a teenager, and they're like, were you hesitant to do this when this idea came up? And she's like, this is my dream. This was my dream project. That's what she said. So, I mean, so she just had a ball with her family remaking that video. I mean, things you would never, you know, do. Like, you know, we've always talked about, like during our podcast, there's been times, you know, or subjects that have come up where I've talked about like never feeling comfortable just like sitting down and doing something like reading or, you know, something that isn't keeping me busy. And yesterday I said, my friend last week had dropped off this book for me. It's just a little book, like literally 70 some pages. And it was all about like living fearlessly, like, you know, what to, And so I sat down, the house was quiet. Everyone was sleeping still. Everything was cleaned. I was like all set for the day. And I thought, you know what? I'm just going to read this book. I'm not going to get up until this book is done. And I sat down and it was like so relaxing. And I actually could like take the book in. And I've thought about the book like 10 times since I finished it and how I've got to like kind of adjust my thinking. And it also talked a lot about meditation, which is something else that I've been thinking would be good for me to do like for years now. And I've tried it in the past, but because of how I've always said my mind works, it's like literally like, I remember going to a friend's house who had just gone to this whole meditation thing for like 3 days in Chicago, really getting into meditating and how to do it. She wanted to have one at her house. So we went there and they were like, now you got to be still and you're breathing and you know, all this stuff. Well, literally 30 seconds in, I'm like, my nose itches. Can I itch my nose? In my mind, I'm thinking this. Well, what if I itch my nose and someone saw I move? Well, now my neck is itching. So if I itch my nose, I'm going to have to itch my neck. You know what I mean? Like my mind could not settle down. So now I'm like, in this book, it talked a lot about like the importance of like taking a few minutes at the end and the beginning and the end of each day just to meditate and get your thoughts straight and everything, and how like fear and things we're fearful of, you know, are so much easier to overcome when you're, when your mind is in the right place. And because, you know, your mind can lead you to be more like, if you talk yourself out of the fear and admit to yourself what you're fearful of, you can understand it more and talk yourself through it. I mean, it really makes a lot of sense in the book, but how meditating gets you that clear mind at the beginning and end of each day helps with that. And I was like, see, that's something else I'm going to now try to like get incorporated in my day. Cause I can always make 5 minutes at the beginning and end of each day. It's just having, you know, making myself do it and doing it right and finding that, you know, what I'm getting out of it, you know, seeing that my mind is clear is going to be like the end result, which therefore is going to make me want to do it. Like all these things I'm learning with all this time is amazing.
It is. And I would hope that anybody who's listening would find our social media. You could go to our website, stacyandlynnpodcast.com. That's Stacy with an E. stacyandlynnpodcast.com. And that'll take you to all our social media. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on Instagram, because I'd love to know what other people are learning and what is bringing them happiness and joy.
Yes.
I'm doing the simplest things. I'm doing gratitude and I'm trying to do the mindfulness breathing and just keep in touch with myself when I feel overwhelmed, when I feel fearful. Like you were just talking about fear. That's when I try to do that. Because when I start thinking about what's going on in the world, it's so overwhelming and it's so frightening. And that's when I really need to do that. But just on a day-to-day level, the gratitude and being appreciative for the people in my life and the people that are out there doing things to help others.
And I think like getting those habits now, when we all have this like kind of more time to even think, which doesn't, you know, always makes, when you say I have more time to think, well, you just do because you're doing less, you have more time to think about these kind of things. And like I said, you saying that about, you know, trying to thank three people with meaning and telling them what it meant to them. I mean, I'm going to start putting that in place immediately and just being more mindful. And also for me, just doing what I do, what I do to enjoy it. If it makes other people happy, that makes me happy. And if I get a thank you, great. If I don't, no more. Thanks to Remy. Am I going to be disappointed? Because like you said, it ruins everything then. I'm not going to be like, you're welcome. Like
So that's the thing though. They might be enjoying it and appreciative, but not to the level that you were when you did it. So I think it's the offset in those levels that's creating the problem. And And if you just understand that they're like, so I got up yesterday and there's that recipe going around, the 5 ingredient bagels with no yeast, because I still can't find yeast. So I'm like, I'm going to try and make these. So I made them, and my husband and my son both ate them. And I was like, what do you guys think? And they're like, yeah, they're good. And I was like, I worked hard at them, you know, and I was like, this is right. The first time I made them. I could have used a little more, but then I looked at both of them and they were eating them pretty fast. And I was like,
right.
They're enjoying them more than they're telling me. And I just had to like realize they're not going to tell me exactly what I need to hear. I need to see it for myself and let that be enough.
The proof is in the missing bagels.
The proof. Yes, the proof is in the fact they disappeared in 10 seconds. Okay,
exactly.
We do want to know what you're doing, how you're finding happiness in this crazy time. Again, please find our social media, Facebook, Twitter. It's all Stacey and Lynn podcast. And you can find everything from our website. Lynn's going to put the name of that book she's reading on there. And and we want to hear from you. And have a great week, everybody. And we will see you next week.